You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
How do I begin? Blessed brothers and sisters of our blessed parish, right? Our blessed guests who are joining us this evening for the first time in our blessed parish. 2 weeks ago, we introduced a series called Operation 101. Do you remember that? Yes. Operation 101. No BSC Catholic left behind. It's a four-part series. Why this series? This series is meant to be a wake-up call to us Catholics, especially those in our parish, to help us to understand what I call the secrets of the kingdom of God. The secrets, the key values of God's kingdom, which we, unfortunately, sometimes take it for granted and underlook it in our faith. The first one, as you notice, was, Lord, open the door for us. The embarrassment that we have that God will not recognize each and every one of us in this church. Can you imagine? After all what we have done as Catholics, cradle Catholics, and the Lord says, I don't know you. What an embarrassment. So on that first series, we try to remind Christians, we must try to learn how to connect with God. Each of us must learn how to connect with God, which means that if we are 300 in this church, 300 prayers are being heard today because God has connected to you, because God recognizes you. This is very important for us as Christians, because otherwise we'll be embarrassed. We pray, God does not hear us. The second, last Sunday, we reflected on our dignity. Why are we called blessed ones? Why is this parish a blessed parish? We say we should nurture our blessedness. The word blessed comes from the Greek word makarios, which means honorable. We are all honorable ones of God. Because of God, God has made us honorable. We are human beings, humus, humility. We said last Sunday, we are humble, which comes from humus. Humus means earth. We are soil. We are just soil. All of us are soil. But God has raised up to the level of a dignity called blessed. Makarios means the honorable ones. And if our parish is called Blessed Sacrament Parish, we said last Sunday, we must celebrate our dignity. Whether lame or whatever, blind, we all have the same dignity. We are called the honorable ones. Please let us repeat that today. We are all honorables in the Lord. Do you believe that? Irrespective of color, of health, lame, blind, we have the same dignity called honorable. That's why our parish is called a blessed parish. Today, we are going to look at the three non-negotiable elements of the kingdom. Non-negotiable. And next Sunday, we'll look at blessed ones. Let's celebrate. I'm looking forward to that one. Because that will prepare us for our feast, which is coming on the 28th, our festival. Our festival is coming on the 28th. Please, note that on your agenda, our festival. So next Sunday, we'll say, let us celebrate in preparation for our festival. Now, today's gospel talks about the three non-negotiable elements of our faith. What is the background to this story? We are told that Jesus was preaching to a crowd, and the crowd was following him. Then he turned and said, hey, guys, I don't need people to just follow me because they want to follow me. People were coming to Christ to be healed. They wanted him to do more miracles, to multiply the loaves and the eat. So Christ says, hey, there's something about me you have to understand today. There's something about me you have to understand today. Okay, let's read the three non-negotiable elements of our faith. Number one.
If anyone
Number two. Number three.
Anyone who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple.
It says cannot. Not may not be. Cannot be. Very strong. Very strong words. Let's look at the first. Whoever does not hate father, mother, brother, sister, or yourself cannot be my disciple. The word hate comes from the Greek word miseo. Miseo. Miseo does not describe a feeling as many of us think. When I say I hate you means I have a negative feeling towards you. No. Miseo, hate, as used in the gospel, is a moral choice of putting one value over another one. Two important values, but you decide to say this is priority. It's a priority over another one. That's the meaning of hate. So when we say miseo, I misay, if I say we have to miseo our father, which means that we have to love them less as against who? God. So God comes first in value before us, before parents, before family. Not hating in the sense of feeling. It means priority. What is of value? Is it true that God is of highest value than all of us here sitting in this church? Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
That is miseo. That's miseo. Now, what does that mean to us? Christ is saying that sometimes people who follow him don't realize that he is the miseo. He is priority. He has to come first. All of us are valuable. We are the honorables. Yes, we are. But when it comes to levels of honorable, God is first, and then we follow. So if we don't consider that what happens, our decisions are not based on God's own. We decide to own our lives, my dignity, my life, my decisions. Look at what is happening in Africa. Look at what is happening in Africa. Most of you follow it on social media. Catholic parents, the Catholics, the Christians, pushing their daughters to go to the seas, to Italy and abroad for purpose of prostitution. For them, no, Father, let them go. We are stuck. Let them go. Parents are pushing their daughters to go into prostitution. But these are Christians, which means that the gospel has no meaning to their lives anymore. Girls, just go. But where are the values of the gospel? Look at abortion. If we don't value God above us, abortion will mean nothing. Today, abortion means nothing to even Christians. Some Christians feel abortion is correct. It's my right to abort. It is correct because you value yourself more than God. That's the problem. You see yourself higher than God. When we see ourselves higher than God, then the values of the gospel makes no sense. That's why Christ is saying today that if we cannot hate ourselves, hate our brothers, which means if we cannot value less ourselves in view of him, we will support abortion. We will support abortion. That's what Christ is saying. Those are not my values. Secondly, Christ says, if you do not take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. This is a very tough one. I know today in Africa we have what we call the Pentecostal gospel preachers. They tell the faithful that, oh, faithful, God is a God of prosperity. You can never be sick. You can never be poor. You can never have difficulties in life. So young people are flogging to their churches. They don't work hard anymore. They abandon school to go to church every day. This is a false gospel. This is a false gospel. The Christ we are following, the Christ is that we are following is the Christ of the cross. What is this? I'm holding it up like this. What is this?
Crucifix,
right? This is the man we are to follow. Take up your cross and follow me. Follow. Many of us forget that the person we have come to follow in this church, this is him. He's carrying his cross and going and says, follow me means take my path in. You cannot leave this world successfully without making any sacrifice. You cannot talk about faith without sacrifice. You cannot talk about success without sacrifice. This is a man who sacrificed all of himself to save us. All. To save mankind. Therefore, sacrifice is good. Suffering in this sense of sacrifice is good. I like the word sacrifice. I always come up to that word sacrifice. I don't use suffering because suffering sometimes is negative. I talk about sacrifice because sacrifice comes from two Latin words, sacro means sacred, and factio means make. Sacrifice means the things that you hold dear. The things that we hold dear. Why is it that sometimes parents, we are parents, we allow our kids, which is good, to do sports. Football players. They practice and practice sacrifice. Sacrificio is good. They should sacrifice. They should work hard in school. Sacrificio. There's no free lunch. There's no free meal. We cannot be propagating a culture of free meal. This is not what Christ taught us. But when it comes to the things of the gospel, we are inconveniencing the Christians. Don't, Father, inconvenience the Catholics. They will leave the church. Don't inconvenience people. They will leave the church. Oh, my God. I will not go after a religion that is cheap. Nobody goes to buy cheap things in the market, in the grocery store. You want something of value. We have presented a Christianity that has no value, and even young people don't see that they can be challenged. Young people love challenge. That's why they're doing well in sports. In athletics, because they love challenge, they practice, they go every day. But when it comes to the things of God, we say, hey, please, don't say that. Father, don't say that. People will be offended. It is not Father saying, it is, this is the man. This is the man who has invited us here today to come here. He says, follow me. He brings you not to destruction, he brings you to resurrection. He brings you not to destruction. He brings you to a banquet table. He brings you not to destruction. He brings you to give you his body and blood. Bishop Wall, those of you who are there this morning, Bishop Wall talked about the Eucharist. It is the body and blood of Christ. And he gave this stunning statistics that 70% of Catholics was horrible. 70% of Catholics don't believe that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. 70%. It was turning to me, and even to you too, of the Blessed Sacrament Parish. But because we don't want to sacrifice you, we don't believe in this man of the cross. Say, who is that guy? Who is this guy of the cross? Who is this guy of the cross? Look at him. How can your own hero die on the cross? But he is God. The man on the cross is the Son of God. He's our Lord. He's our Master. He's our Alpha and our Omega, the beginning and end of our lives. So young people should sacrifice for him. He's the source and origin of our faith, of our life. We should be happy to sacrifice for the Lord. We should volunteer for the Lord. We should work for the Lord. We should serve for the Lord. We should do everything for the Lord. He deserves challenge. He deserves good things. He deserves our time. He deserves our support because it is the Lord. He is the source and summit of our lives. The Eucharist is the source and summit of our lives. We are proud. If you want to be a disciple of Christ, you must take up your cross and follow me. Do you love him now? Do you love the man of the cross? Do we love the man of the cross?
Yeah.
Let us give a round of applause to the man of the cross. Let us give a round of applause. Let's not be ashamed. Let's not be ashamed to tell people about our man. Let's not be ashamed to tell people about him. Finally, possessions. Look at what is happening in the Bahamas. Who would have known 4 months ago that you have a serious hurricane called Dorian that will wipe out property, possessions. Now, if you place your life before possession, what will happen? When such things happen, as you are seeing, some people just collapse and die because of attachment to things. Christ is saying that possessions are good, but when we attach ourselves to possession, the day you don't find it, you will collapse. You will die. It is risky. It's good, but it's risky. Look at the wars in Africa. In my country, I've experienced it in my own place. When the war started, I had to move my parents away from their homes. People, houses burned, destroyed overnight, attacked and burned. They cannot go back after 3 years. Burned, destroyed. What do? You kill yourself? You kill yourself? The Lord is saying, if we get ourselves to attach to things of the earth, we will go crazy. We will be depressed all the time. Sometimes we lose a job. Sometimes we lose a job. People lose a job and say, oh, Father, I've lost a job. After having had a job, some places people don't even have one. Even think of having one. So we have to realize that possessions are good, but we must put Christ, we must renounce them. Means we must place them secondary in our lives, because when we place them secondary in our lives, we will live good and happy lives. Sincerely, you'll be happy. The challenge I have for you today is the challenge from this great author, German author, Bonhoeffer. He says that the church has made grace to be cheap. And the greatest crisis of the church today is that we have made grace to be cheap. I don't know what to think about that. That the greatest crisis we face, because we have made things so simple, we have preached a different Christ, not the Christ of the cross. Everything, we should not inconvenience everybody. And so we are in a crisis. Young people are not coming to the church anymore because they love challenge. We ourselves just take it for granted about our God. So that's why we are losing our young people. We are losing people from the church today. They don't even believe in our God. We need to bring back challenge. We need to be proud about our God. We need to tell the world that our God, we love our God. Our God is not a cheap God. Even though he's on the cross, he's not a cheap God. That the way of the cross is the way to the resurrection. Young people need to be helped to understand that through the cross, they will succeed. Through hard work, they will make it. Through perseverance, they will make it. Forgiveness is not a weakness. Forgiveness is strength. The values of the gospel, forgiveness is strength. Faithfulness is strength. It's not a weakness. All those are things of the gospel. That is the challenge we have today. My appeal to all of us, let us love challenge. Let us love to take up our cross and follow our master. We should love challenge. I love challenge. Do you love challenge?
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.